This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 47, and I have another giftie for you guys. I'm so excited to have Tara LaDuke, another one of my colleagues and brave sisters. She's another member of my leadership group, bringing you a guest episode today. And listen to this. I adore this woman. She reminds me of me. Of course, I adore her if she reminds me of me, right? So her website is Tara LaDuke, TaraLeduc.com. And listen to her biography. This is off of her Facebook page, and I'm going to read it because it's so dang cute. She says, "I'm changing the world piece by piece." Spelled P-E-A-C-E. Come check out my site, TaraLeduc.com, for all kinds of inspiration, compassion, joy, and peace. Come on a bad hair day, come in your fat pants, bring your boxed wine. This is a no judgment zone and definitely a giggle snort zone. Come for the inner peace, stay for the world peace. And I know that's her ultimate mission, is world peace. And as I listened to this episode this morning, I was really touched by her personal story of abandonment. And I think we often think of abandonment as something that happens to us instead of something we do to ourselves. And I could really relate to the subtle ways that show up in our lives where we end up abandoning ourselves. We end up dimming our light. We end up muting ourselves or softening our tone. We hold back our too muchness for the sake of getting along and making things easier. So I'm really excited to bring this episode to you from Tara on have you abandoned yourself? And then at the end, please enjoy her sweet, sweet meditation. Thank you so much, Tara, for being a guest host, for answering my ask for help. And I am excited to share you and your spirit and your message with my audience today.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Better Life, Better Work show with Allison. Oh, but guess what? I'm not Allison. I am your guest host today, Tara LaDuke from TaraLaDuke.com. How are you? So, I understand this show is about better life and better work, obviously, but it's about living a better life. It is about you and me as a business owner trying to navigate life and business and health and make everything good. So, I am here for you. So this is happening in real time for me. This, what I want to talk about right now is abandonment. Okay, don't switch off yet. It's not going to be that. So this just happened this morning. I have been feeling some health struggles. Little background for you. I'm a 50-year-old woman. I'm a wife. I'm a stepmom of two teenage, 16 and 20-year-old girls. I live in the suburbs. I'm a yoga teacher, a Reiki master, and an international ambassador for peace. Oh, and a like super amazing energy healer. But anyway, all of these things are quite a bit to juggle. Do you know what I mean? It's quite a bit to juggle. Being a wife is a juggle. Being 50 and perimenopausal is a juggle. Being a stepmom is a juggle. Having a business is a juggle. And when all of those things all get together in one big soup, well, it can feel kind of soupy. You know what I mean? So here's what I was feeling into this morning. I've been having some health struggles lately, and I thought it was to do with perimenopause because, you know, it's just one of those things, right? Like, it's just my station in life, blah, blah, blah. But I had a sudden realization that, well, first of all, when I was screaming, yelling with my husband yesterday, he pointed out, I know that I haven't felt well for the last couple of weeks. So I was actually yelling at him for not being nice to me when I'm sick. But he yelled back that, by the way, I haven't been doing well for the last few months. I have not been managing my stress levels well, and I haven't been coping with fairly small minor stressor. Now, I bet you if you're listening, you are also pretty darn capable of, you know, of all the things, right? You can manage your family schedule. You can cook a decent meal. You get your workouts in. You know you got to do your self-care. You're running your business. You're looking after your clients. You probably got to deal with your aging parents. All of the things, right? And you know how to do it all. But you know what? After a while, it becomes really hard. So now I'm going to get to my point. So I was talking to my coach this morning, and I realized that, yes, I haven't felt well for a little while, but this is interesting that for quite some time, I'm not doing well. And I realized, first of all, my self-care has diminished over time because my husband doesn't really, he's a dude. He doesn't really get the concept of self-care. He's a really hard worker, and he's the kind of guy who will not have a break for lunch if he hasn't finished mowing the lawn and putting all the grass away. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, love, why don't you just stop and take a break? But he's not down for that. And over time, I've sort of felt maybe a little bit shamed for doing the things that look after me. We got married later in life. I was already 40, and more than 40, actually, if I'm truthfully honest with myself. And so I had my own money, and I was already used to a ton of travel and freedom and yoga and working out and doing all the things that really, really lit me up. But also the things that made me feel good, made me feel grounded, made me feel calm, made me feel, well, sane, to be honest. So over time, in navigating my life with my husband, and trust me, he's a really good guy, right? I'm not throwing him under the bus here. But I noticed that over time, if I'm, let's say I go out for lunch, I feel like I hear flack from him. Oh, you're always out for lunch. You never have time to do this because you're always out for lunch. So I find myself going for lunch less often. Or I used to go out in the evenings more. Maybe it was for a dance class or yoga. Maybe it was to a movie or to meet friends. And now I don't do that so much because it's time away from him, time away from the family. There's other things that I have responsibility for. So I'm stopping a lot of the things that look after me. And what I'm finding is my me time is my business time, and my family time is my evening time. I don't know about you, if you're really astute, which you probably are because you're listening, you might be noticing, hey, Tara, where's the space for you in this? You're struggling to build your business and find clients. And what's happening to your meditation practice? What's happening to everything else? Right? Well, you're so smart because it's taken me a while to notice this. And my coach asked me this morning, what is happening? What am I afraid of? Because I actually said to her, you know, I have a fear of my business getting so successful that I'm traveling all the time and I'm leading retreats. I'm going to all these amazing places and it is so much fun and I'm so totally lit up by what I'm doing. And I have a fear that my husband is not going to approve, that he is going to be jealous and resentful and therefore kind of crappy about how happy and joyful I am. And ultimately, what is my ultimate fear? That he will leave me, that I will be abandoned and left. Ugh. Didn't I tell you this was going to be about abandonment? But it's not just abandonment, right? So I actually realized, so of course, I already told you he's not a bad guy. Like, I'm not a dummy. I didn't marry some sort of obnoxious ogre. I married someone who has needs, which is reasonable because we're all human beings. But I have been putting away my needs. I have been minimizing what I want and even what I need, which is worse. So in a way, I have been abandoning myself in favor of him. I have been abandoning what I want to do for my business in favor of not being afraid of being abandoned by my husband. I have somehow abandoned myself because I'm too afraid to get big and bright and shiny and amazing, who, by the way, that's what I was when he met me, and shine it out and give my gifts to the world in a way that makes me feel amazing, because I'm too afraid of what kind of backlash there may be in my house. Isn't that sad? But also, isn't it kind of demented that I'm doing this to myself? So isn't, like, wow, what a realization. Honestly, this has come to me this morning. It was, and it all came about because of a health thing, right? Like, because I haven't been feeling well for a few weeks. And then scrolling back, I realize, yeah, over the last 6 months, I've definitely felt heavier. I've been less likely to travel, less likely to go to the awesome conference, less likely to go to the retreat full of amazing, brilliant business owners to talk shop. Because I'm afraid of, what am I going to come back to? Then I realize, actually, maybe it's been a year. Maybe it's been 2 years. Maybe this has been growing over 5 years. So I have been abandoning myself bit by bit for really quite a while. And it's not because my husband asked me to. It's because I felt like it would lower the conflict in our relationship and ultimately that he wouldn't abandon me. So here I am abandoning myself. So what's a girl to do? If you can hear yourself in this, know that I have buckets of compassion for you, buckets and buckets, because this didn't come to me easily. Like, I am so far down the self-awareness rabbit hole. I'm a coach. I have done so much work on myself and with others. And for me to realize this after years of just this insidious trading away the weekend away, trading away going out for drinks, trading away going to yoga in the evening because, I don't know, it just started to feel easier to stay home. Like, no wonder I am diminished. I actually have a visual. I'm a mystic also, by the way, and I'm clairvoyant. So I have a visual of me like a match or a candle, my flame getting smaller and smaller, and it's at risk of getting snuffed out. So right now, the spiritual, the emotional, and even the physical are all coming together. So I'm feeling really at a low well, but even at risk of being snuffed out. So the question is, have I gotten to the point where I am ready to elevate myself? Am I at the point where I am ready to commit to me, to stop abandoning myself? Now, does this resonate for you? Is this something that you can kind of understand? Is this something that you're thinking, oh, wow, there's lots of compromise in marriage and family life. Uh-oh, have I been abandoning myself? Well, it's okay. what we're going to do is, this is kind of my thing, we're going to lean into meditation. Because you know what? I know that meditation can be really hard, but I also think that meditation is kind of like going to a spiritual gym where you just lean in and you build your muscle. Meditation gets easier and easier and more you do it. And then sometimes it sucks. Just like when you go to the gym, some days your workouts feel crappy. And that's okay. So here we go. You ready? So I invite you, if you're in a place that's safe, if you're driving, I think I want you to hit pause and switch over to the radio or whatever and come back later when you're sitting still and you're in somewhere that you're in a place that's safe. But if you're on transit, if you're at home, even if you're cooking dinner, if you can take a 10-minute break, let's do this, all right? Just put it on simmer. You ready? If you're in a place where you can close your eyes, please do so, because that will help you be more in tune with the landscape of yourself. Feel your feet on the floor, feel your hips in the chair, or if you're standing leaning on the counter, that's cool. Just feel your feet on the floor. Let yourself feel heavy, weighted, centered right here. Now come into your breath. Without changing it, just notice, how does it feel to breathe? I know we all think we're just fine at breathing because we're not dead yet. But how does it feel to breathe? Now I invite you to take a slightly deeper breath and drop it down into your belly. So in every in-breath, you breathe deep into your belly comes round. And on every out-breath, your belly relaxes towards your spine. Good. Breathe in, belly comes round. Breathe out. Belly relaxes towards the spine. That's great. Let your belly be soft. Honestly, you're a woman. We are soft. It's actually why we're so appealing. Lean into your softness. Breathe in. Let your belly be soft and round. Breathe out. Let your belly relax towards your spine. Good. Now we're going to lean into being compassionate with ourselves. Because you know what? We are doing our best. So keep breathing. Maybe place one hand on your heart. Place the other hand on your belly. Good. Now I invite you to breathe in love for a puppy. Breathe out. Belly relaxes. Breathe in. Let's start easy. Breathe in love. For something sweet, like a kitten. Breathe out. Breathe in love for a newborn baby. Breathe out. Notice your shoulders are starting to relax, starting to feel a little more in your body. Good. Here we go. Breathe in. Seeing yourself as a tiny little person, your newborn baby. Breathe out. There you are, your beautiful little perfect newborn baby. Here's your little toes and your little fingers. Oh, you're so cute. Breathe out. Good. Feel compassion for yourself as a little newborn baby. Good. Okay, you as a little newborn, you pee your pants. Oh, look at that. You peed in a diaper. Are you angry? No. Keep breathing. Good. Are you mad? No, because you're a newborn baby. You're just doing baby soon. Great. Keep breathing. Now see yourself as a little toddler learning to walk. Here you go. Breathe in. See yourself. There you are. You're so cute. In your little pants. Breathe down. Doing that funny disco walker thing where you're kind of staggering around. Toddling, learning to walk. Oh, look at that. You fell over. Of course you did, right? Because you're a toddler. You're learning to walk. Keep breathing. Are you mad? Are you blaming yourself? Are you shaming yourself? No. Our little toddler. You're cute as a little button. Keep breathing. Good. Still with you. That little toddler has not abandoned herself. She was given her. She was trying her best. She was walking with that crazy little angly hip all over the place walk. And she fell over. Is she mad at herself? No. She might be mad that she fell down. It's okay. Keep breathing. Good. Next, see yourself learning to ride a bike. There you are. You got your training wheels off. Way you go. Oh, you're kind of wobbly. So cute. Go you. Go little you. Riding your bike. Keep breathing. Awesome. You see you. You're so cute. You're on that bike. Oh, it's wobbly. You're not very good at this yet. Are you mad? No. Because you're learning how to ride your bike. You're not supposed to be amazing. You're not supposed to be Tour de France. You're supposed to be learning how to ride a bike. You might be a little wobbly. You might fall down. That's okay. Keep breathing. Now, you've seen yourself learning these new skills, and you were still cute, you were still lovable, you were still awesome, and you were not upset with yourself. You had not abandoned yourself. You were just you doing your thing. So here it is. Here you are today. You are still you, where every day is a little bit different. Keep breathing. Every day, your kids are slightly different than they were yesterday. Every day, your spouse is slightly different than it was yesterday. Every day, your business is a little bit different than it was. Every day, you take on new things. So first of all, I want you to see how amazing you are. You are no less fabulous than when you were newborn. Checking out this new body. You don't know how to be toilet trained and use the washroom yet, right? You are no different than the little toddler who is learning to walk and walk. You are no different than you as a little girl learning to ride her bike. Bold, capable, trying her best, but kind of wobbly. You are still amazing. You are still doing incredible things. You are still breaking new ground in the world. And no matter what you've done, no matter how you may have abandoned yourself, no matter how you might have made yourself fit into a box that someone else expected, keep breathing. Exhale. It's okay. Because what I know is you are doing your best. And what I believe about pretty much everyone is we do the best with what we knew at that time. And just like the little girl learning to walk, just like the little girl learning to ride her bike, you are learning every day. And maybe you're learning right now. Holy crapola, I abandoned myself. Holy doodle, I let my dreams slip away from me. And that's okay because you're realizing it now. Keep breathing. Inhale, belly comes round and full. Exhale, breathe out, good. But now you have a question like I faced with my coach on the phone this morning. Is this what you want? And how are you going to stop abandoning yourself? Are you going to stop giving into that fear that is rooted in a bunch of old stuff that might be true and might not be true? But you know what? I'm a big girl now, and you get to show up for you. And what I've noticed in your family is that you have to start by treating you well. Because we teach everyone how to treat us. Breathe that one in, let it go. And know that today is the day you start choosing you just a little bit more, a little bit stronger. All right, you've got that hand on your heart. So just feel your heart and say to yourself, I am okay. I made mistakes in the past. I maybe didn't show up for myself the way I wish I would have. I recognize that now. And today, I'm going to start making choices differently. Great job. Just let that sink into your bones. Let that sink into your beautiful heart. Good. You're going to keep this promise because it's important. Because you don't want to snuff out your light. Because you are bright, shiny, beautiful firework who has so much to shine in the world, who has so much to share, who has so much to teach, so much to do. This is a big life and it is waiting for you. You totally got this. All right, as we come out, I invite you to bring gentle movement back into your body, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers. Start to blink your eyes open and come back to this present moment, back to your life, your kitchen, sitting in your car, sitting in the park, wherever you are back and know that you are still you and you are already perfect, even in your imperfections. You are already pretty super awesome. I know that because you're listening. So I can't wait to hear how this podcast has landed for you. If you love it, share it to your best friend, share it to your cousin, share it to your sister. Let someone else know if you got value out of it. You can reach me. My name is Tara LeDuc. You can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/tara.e.leduc, or you can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/tara.leduc. Oh yeah, or you can check out my website, films for rot, taraleduc.com. I would love to hear from you. If you need help, find your way back to you, finding more peace and grace in your life. I am the best cheerleader in the world. I will see you for how amazing you are. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thanks. Thanks for joining the Better Life, Better Work show. You are clearly awesome for listening. Bye.
Thank you, Tara, for guest hosting today. I really appreciate it. You guys, I'm really getting that we truly are better together. For a long time, I'm 47, going on 47 and a half. I've been pretty damn independent woman. And I've been pretty much a lone ranger. And I am really learning to allow high-level support, allow collaboration, allow sisterhood, allow running parallel with colleagues. And in the past, I made up stories how I was the only one who could do it. And so I'm just so thankful for the other people in my life, the other professionals, the other women, the other men who were on this journey together. And I'm always excited to share people that have an impact with me, an impact on me, sharing them with you. With that, I'd also like to invite you to become a part of another powerful community of small business owners. We have a lot of established business owners. We have a handful of newer business owners. All are welcome. And we also have some achievement business owners in this Soulful Success coaching community. So this is my online coaching membership program full of amazing people across industries. We have a lot of coaches. We have a lot of realtors. We have some brick and mortar store owners. We have a VA. We have a photographer, lifestyle bloggers. We have all kinds of people that are out there sharing their heart, showing their work, and on this journey of living better life and better work. And so I want to invite you to go to soulfulsuccess.info and check out the membership. See if it's a place you might want to connect. And if so, fill out an application. Our doors are open. We are now taking applications for people who are committed to giving and receiving within our community. If you have any questions about it after looking at the invitation page, let me know. Slide into my direct messages on Instagram or on Facebook. I'm happy to answer any questions I can. We would love for you to consider becoming a member of Soulful Success, which we affectionately call Soulies. So shout out to all my Soulie listeners. Thank you all so much for spending time with us today. And we will see you on the Better Life, Better Work show next week.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.